You are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU this morning. And I also have in studios Luis Licon, our intern from the CMCI at CU Boulder. Good morning, Luis.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Here we are. It is so exciting because today is Tube to Work Day, and it is a tradition that started in June 2008, where Boulderites all dressed up go down to Boulder Creek in a tube all the way down to downtown, starting at Even G. Fine Park. People bike there to avoid finding parking. It's difficult. And to get to the starting line. And we have KGNU's Alexis Kenyon reporting at the scene this morning. Let's hope that we can hear her. Hey, Alexis,
Hello?
Are you there?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Hi. We're here at Even Fine Park. It is the 14th annual Tube to Work Day, and people are filling in with me. I have Catherine, Penscover. She's a longtime Tube to Worker, and she is here this year for the first time since COVID hit. So I just wanted to have Catherine give a little explanation of what we're seeing here. Like, who's here today?
Oh man, it's people from all over Boulder. They come to celebrate just the beauty of summer and the wonderfulness of our creek, and we get to tube to work and have a really fun party on the water.
Okay, so I'm gonna turn around so we can look at this. As you might be able to hear in the background, the founder is giving a speech, Jeff. He started Tube to Work about, I think he said in 2008, so it's the 14th annual, with his best friend, and they wanted to see what was the most eco-friendly way to get to work, and so they hopped on their tubes, and it's just been growing since then. So let's see, flipping around. Catherine, will you tell me, tell me about some of these costumes?
Oh, yeah, people are in all sorts of things. We've got some Pegasuses, we've got a man in the yellow hat, we've got our tall sort of goat man lifeguard over here. We got all sorts of stuff. We got some people in cereal costumes and a dragon. There you go.
I talked with two women earlier who had been waiting. They'd come to Tube to Work Day and just given out snacks for years. And now for the first year, they're jumping in the water. They're women in their 60s. And earlier they're just dancing. They have flowers attached to their bicycle helmets, which they will be wearing. And yeah, it's exciting over here. People are just showing up more and more. This crowd is like really starting to get
filled out. We're talking about 500 to 600 people this year.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
500 to 600 people. And I asked earlier, Catherine, what happened? Are you prepared to bump into people?
Oh yeah, you bump into it's the longest traffic jam of my life. I never have a traffic jam getting to work except for today. But it's the most fun that you'll ever have.
There you have it.
Alexis Kenyon is there at the scene right now at Even G Park, and he's reporting from the scene. Telling us about Tube to Work Day. Luis, doesn't it look amazing?
I just wanted to ask Catherine one more question for you guys. So Catherine, what do you like about Tube to Work Day?
Oh, it's the most fun day of the year. It's a big party, it's quirky, it's Boulder, the city is behind us, and it's just super fun.
Are you excited? So, I mean, what was it like? It must have been such a bummer for it not to happen a couple years.
Oh man, it was very sad. We got in the water a couple times during COVID, but it was not the same.
It seems like community is finally starting to come back.
We're ready to be outside and have fun and enjoy each other's company.
Well, thanks, Catherine.
It sounds so much fun. Alexis, Luis has a question for you right now.
Yes?
The scene in there looks amazing. It looks like there's a big crowd of people. How many people do you think How many people do you think are attending that event right now?
Catherine, what do you think?
There are definitely a couple hundred here already. I'm guessing about 300 maybe. They're all over the park.
Some of the, I think I've seen two people on still.
Oh yeah.
I definitely saw a hot dog costume, a dragon costume.
There's definitely probably some unicorn tubes out there.
Lots of unicorns, people dressed as unicorn, riding unicorn tubes.
Alexis,
Wonder Woman is here.
Sparkly helmets. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah. fun.
That sounds so much fun, and it looks a lot of fun because we're doing it through Zoom, so I can see the images. But I have one question that I think is important. What are the precautions that you have to take in order to go down into that wild river, that creek?
You know, I lost Catherine, but I know that there are emergency crews here on the scene. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what precautions you have. Everyone has a tube. But there are a lot of people here just in case everybody gets hurt. So that's all I know.
And is there coffee? Everybody's, you know, when I saw it in the website, it said that they were giving breakfast.
Well, there's definitely juice. I'm not sure if there's coffee. There might be coffee. There's juice, there's snacks. There's a lot of people around.
It sure looks a lot of fun.
It does look fun.
Right here in front of me, you can see that there is a... I'll switch my camera around. Right here in front of me is a path going to the river, which I'm assuming in a few minutes they're about to cut. And it's going to be on its way.
How far are people going this morning in the water?
I just talked to somebody who said she was going down to Foothills Parkway and Arapahoe. So I think pretty far. I'm not sure how far everybody goes, but I think they go as far as they need to get to work.
That sounds so much fun. Imagine going to work that way, Luis.
Yeah, you got make sure you get dried off before going into the office. That's for sure.
I know. Sure. I don't know if they're prepared for that.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Alexis Kenyon, for going to the scene this morning of the Tube to Work Day, a tradition that started June 2008, where Boulderites all dressed up go down Boulder Creek in a tube all the way down to downtown. And it seems like they have to get dry before they go to work.
You know, maybe they'll just sit in the sun and dry off. It is pretty warm out.
Are you going to jump in the water too, Alexis?
I've been asked that multiple times, and I might, but I probably won't. Maybe
just
next year.
Just your feet. You'll get your feet wet a little bit.
I'll put my toes in.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Alexis, at the scene this morning, reporting there from Even G Fine.
And thank you, Luis.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Tube to Work Day. Fun. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
So now, after listening to Alexis Kenyon being there at the scene, we're going to go now to .org, our regular Friday feature, spotlighting the work of a local nonprofit. Thank you, Luis, for helping me interview and be here to hold space and really have a lot of fun seeing what Alexis Kenyon is doing this morning.
Well, thank you for joining me. Thank you for inviting me.